Hey, what's going on, my friend? It's Jordan Kalish here. Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast. Really looking forward to sharing today's episode with you. Today, I'm going to be sharing a solo episode. Now, these solo episodes will consist of either an Instagram live that I've created or a separate video that I pulled from somewhere else that I really wanted to share on the podcast so you could have the audio experience. Now, whenever I do these solo episodes, particularly the Instagram lives, they're really just a stream of consciousness. I try not to plan them too much. I just allow whatever needs to come through me in that moment to come through. And usually the content is just what is needed for the person on the other side. And I trust that if you're here about to receive this, there's something here for you. So I'm really looking forward to sharing it with you. My one request is if you did get some value from this solo episode, please ensure that you subscribe if you haven't already so that I can keep you posted when more of these come out, and share it with a friend as well if you got something useful from this information. So again, I appreciate you so much. Thank you for being here. Thank you for taking in this knowledge. It says so much about you to be on this journey. And I really hope you get something from today's episode. So enjoy. And we're back. Another Instagram live. What's going on? Great to have you with me. Thought I would jump on and do another quick little stream, transmission, dialogue, flow with y'all. I've titled today's live, How to Go to the Next Level, because it's a conversation that keeps coming up for me and the people that I'm chatting with online, people that I work with, myself. How to go to the next level. What's going on? Thanks for being here with me. Pumped to be sharing more information, more words with you. The next level is almost like an arbitrary thing, right? What is the next level? And we're all in a different spot. What's going on, Crystal? We're all in a different phase in our life, and often we are trying to work towards another level, right? Another level of consciousness, another level in our business, another level in our relationship, right? And it's important to acknowledge that we are in that pursuit. We are trying to evolve up. We are trying to evolve through whatever is getting in our way. So the question of like, what is the next level? Yeah, is key. Awesome, Ashley. And I want to share with you how I have gone about moving through levels in my own life and what is often required to go to the next level. Usually, it requires some level of stretching. You have to stretch yourself. You have to go to a place you haven't been before. You have to access something you haven't accessed before, right? And where we're at right now, the current level that we're on, eventually it becomes comfortable, right? There's this period where we get in our life where we go, okay, I'm comfortable, I'm on this level, you know, I'm at this place in my business or my relationship or whatever it is that you're working on, or your health, and you're coasting. And to go to the next level, you've got to start to now step into the discomfort again. And often, that discomfort will show up in your body and in your nervous system as like, oh shit, this is scary. Oh shit, like I'm like, you feel a little bit anxious. You feel a bit unsettled. And for you, it could be something you have to identify what that is for you. Like really discover like what is the thing that I'm probably most afraid of right now. But I know I have to go in that direction. Often, when you look at the things that scare you the most, that's usually where the next level resides. Like confronting that fear. So the levels part is really down to how much you can hold in your body. Another word for this, or another way of saying this, the next level for you is a new level of receiving. How much more of life are you willing to allow in through your body? From a consciousness perspective, that's really what the levels are. As you go up in energy, you go up in clarity, you go up in receiving. The more you receive, the more you can start to see. So like, the levels are almost, has anyone seen that movie with Ryan Reynolds where they start putting on, he puts on different glasses and then he starts to see more in his reality that wasn't there before? That's what it's like from a consciousness perspective and an energetic perspective, or your nervous system. When you start to hold more energy in your nervous system, you see things in your reality that weren't there before. Opportunities, synchronistic events, they start showing up because now you're at a place where you can see them or hold them. So that journey to how do I stretch my nervous system? How do I get uncomfortable? How do I become more okay with larger amounts of energy flowing through my body? Yes, Ashley. Got glasses on. Yes, me too. Facts. Facts, facts, facts. Time to put the God glasses on. God code, God frequency, God consciousness. So
how do you put on a new set of glasses? How do you go up to the new frames to see the new reality? Sometimes for me, it's an investment, right? This is how I know I'm about to go up in levels. My mind will throw every excuse at me as to why I shouldn't go in this specific direction. But the mind can only measure what you're going to lose. It can't see what you're going to gain, right? The mind sees an expense. You know when you're making a decision that's for your highest good and it involves money, your mind is only seeing it as an expense, but your soul is seeing it as expansion. Think about that for a second. Let that land. When you're making an investment that's connected to your highest good, it will feel uncomfortable, but your mind will see it as an expense, but your soul will see it as expansion. And this investment could be in your health. You know, maybe you invest in, you know, going on a trip, right? Going on an experience. Maybe your soul's like, I really want to go to Japan. But your mind's like, fuck, I don't have the money for that right now, blah, 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 blah. It's seeing all the expense. But your heart's just like, I just want to go to Japan. Then the next level for you is find a fucking way to go to Japan. Put on credit card. Just figure it out. Just do it. And all the mind will throw every excuse at you. I know, like, all the financial planners are out here like, well, that's dumb. Like, don't do that. You got to save your money. Fuck that. Invest in expansion. That's where it's at. Sometimes for me, when I've hired a new coach, it's felt like a lot of money. And I'm like, oh, this is a stretch. I haven't spent $20,000 on a coach before. My mind, again, was measuring what I was going to lose, but my heart and soul knew that that was a decision that would stretch and expand me. And when you do, you go to a new level, and all of a sudden you're receiving new information because you're in the unknown. Notice the theme there. The new level is usually the unknown, right? Sharp Bandit, I don't know if you're on the right Instagram live here, mate. So reflect on that, because we have all these areas in our lives where we're trying to go to the next stage. The core areas being our relationship, our business, our health, you know, our careers, our fitness. And just start to ask yourself, what's the next investment in receiving that I need to make? What does my soul need to do? What environments do I need to put myself in? What people do I need to surround myself with? Yeah. Another way that you can go to the next level from that I've learned is that you can do the opposite of what you're currently doing. Often for me, the discomfort will arise when I do the opposite of what I've been currently doing. And so if I've been working a lot, if I've been putting in like shit tons of work on my business, grinding, pushing, sometimes the next level is stop working and just relax for a little bit. Awesome, Charlie. Great to have you here, bro. So that's one way, right? Maybe, so you think about it in fitness, right? So you're training at the gym every single day and you're like, I'm trying to like get the six pack. I'm trying to get the body. The next level is I just need to train more. Well, what if the next level is you just needed to stop and rest for a bit more? And often it's in the rest and the rejuvenation that your body repairs and builds muscle, and all of a sudden, boom, you've got the outcome. So it's that. It could be do the opposite, because the opposite all of a sudden will become the uncomfortable thing. Same thing in your relationship. Maybe you're having sex all the time. You're having sex every day. And you're like, man, I love having sex. Sex is the best. Well, maybe the next level for you and your development is stop having sex for a little bit. You get where I'm going with this? So the polarity or the opposite of what I'm sharing there, which is if you go the other direction, there's growth in that. There's also growth in doubling down. So if you're doing something that's really working and you're like, man, this feels in alignment, this feels great, I've got flow when I do this specific thing. Well, the next level for you is probably to double down on that thing. You know what I mean? Like in my life, in my business, you know, I really enjoyed making content. I love sharing, I love creating and putting things out online. And there was a period in my life in 2021 where I was making content. It was doing well. It was getting traction. And I identified that was the next level for me, just doubling down on content. And that's what I did. And then I was able to gather a lot more followers and business got more momentum, XYZ, right? Same thing with travel. Like, I love traveling. And I designed a life in such a way that allows me to travel where I want, when I want. So I doubled down on traveling because it kept expanding me into new levels of consciousness, freedom, fun, and flow. So, there may come a point, which I know there will, it's soon, there may come a point where I need to stop traveling. The next level for me is to just stop. Do the opposite. Just be in one place. And I did that during COVID. I was in one place in Perth for 2 years, and you know, that was growth for me because it was uncomfortable because I wanted to move around. So notice how there's nuance to this. You get where I'm going? There's nuance. Yeah, Monty. Recorded. Thanks, Danny. Appreciate you. So, Lindsay, how did you land your meditation job in Toronto? Just following the next level, following the path. So the beautiful thing of that is, so we don't always need to be in pursuit of the next level. I want to allude that, because otherwise you're caught constantly trying to like be in this process of like, I need to grow, I need to expand, I need to go to the next phase. But once you advance to the next phase and you're occupying a new frequency, you can bask in that place for a little bit. You can kind of enjoy that new level for a while before needing to go in pursuit of the next thing. You know, a lot of high achievers get caught in that trap. We're always pursuing the next thing. We need to like get more growth, more progress. And just enjoy the phase that you're on right now. And you'll know. Often you'll know intuitively, hey, it's time for the next thing. This level is now comfortable, or it's boring, or I'm complete. You'll know in your body and your intuition. You'll just know in like your, like, okay, I've got what I needed from this stage in my life. And sometimes relationships will be that like that too. If you feel like your relationship has evened out. You know, I've been in my relationship with my girlfriend for the last 8 to 9 years, and I still feel like I'm growing. I still feel like I'm expanding into being a better person. But if there was ever a point where I didn't, I'd be like, okay, something's off here. Now, has this relationship completed its cycle? Is it done? And you get to think about that as well in your life, right? Businesses are the same. Sometimes businesses, like, it's complete. It's time for something different. You just want to be careful not to stay in that place of comfort and going about your regular business or regular relationships if you think you should. You know, your mind will convince you that sometimes you need to stay in something longer than you should. So there's nuance to this. All of it is about listening deeply to what it is that you need next in your own journey. The only way you can listen deeply to yourself and what you need next is create space. So simple. Create the space. Tune in. Allow the space, and then the answers arise. You know, sometimes I'll sit 2 to 3 hours in the morning meditating, drinking tea, doing qigong, and all this energy starts to flow inside of me, and then all of a sudden I get directed as to, okay, that's the next step in the journey. You get what I mean? So ultimately, you'll be pulled exactly where you need to be at just the right time for you to receive the insights and the information you need to evolve into the level of consciousness you're meant to occupy in this human experience so that you can fulfill your mission. Ultimately, I fully believe that. Everything is in divine timing and divine order. But you can speed up the process of your evolution, so that when you complete this life, you got what you needed and you can step into the next reality or the next way of living, whatever that looks like. Guys, if you have any questions, I'll happy to answer some questions while I'm here. It's my last day at this beautiful hotel where I've been staying in Japan before I go back out to the mountains and start doing some snowboarding with my brother and my dad and my uncle. Super pumped about that. But thanks for being here with me. Fleetwood Mac and Cheese, my man, good to see you. I'm called to travel and I'm having a hard time pinning down where to go, somewhere to gain spirituality and independence. Any suggestions of where to travel outside of the US? I'll look inside. Nice, brother. Yeah, man. I've obviously had a great time in Japan. Japan is a really phenomenal spot. But when it comes to spirituality and independence, obviously I can only reference the places that I've been, but I mean, the first time I went to Bali was really cool. But this was like 7-8 years ago on my own. The first time I went to Bali on my own, it was very expansive. But Bali's a very popular place now for people seeking themselves and spirituality. So I tend to avoid the popular places. Like I would prefer to avoid the popular places, because too many people trying to do the same thing. But man, I'm a big advocate of Japan right now. I'm like Japan's number one fan. So if you can get a trip out here, I promise you, you can have everything that you need and more because of how versatile, the quality of living, how nice the people are, the affordability. Japan would be my number one suggestion if anyone's looking for a trip that's going to get you out of your comfort zone, but not put you in an environment where you kind of don't feel safe, right? Because it's such a different culture and different language, you get stretched, but it's so safe. The people are just so amazing out here. Danny, how did you get into this kind of life? I remember you in school were always genuine. How did you turn this into a business? Thanks for asking. It's good to see you. Long time no see. I went down the corporate path and I became an accountant for a while and realized it just wasn't connected with my soul's purpose and that deeper questioning of like, who am I? Why am I here? Who am I? Why am I here? I kept asking that question and I just had to find the answer. I was like determined to find the answer. And it eventually pulled me much deeper within myself to clear away a lot of the things that weren't me. I feel like a lot of us adopt things that aren't us through social conditioning, programming, school, all of that. And the more you strip it away, the more you just get clear on like, this is who I am. This is the authentic expression of who I am. And I'm not going to compromise on that. So Danny, it came down to me just following that thread. And it eventually led me to traveling around the world, working in meditation studios, running events, working with coaches, working with other leaders. And yeah, now for the last 4 years, I've been a coach doing this work, traveling for the last 2 years, which has been amazing. It's great to see you. Yes. Bali. Yeah, definitely Japan, Fleetwood. Any advice for a chatty mind? I want to live more from my heart center. It depends what your mind's chatting about, Matt. You know, if your mind's chatting about things that are important or something you need to hear, then maybe there's some insight there. But most of the time, the mind is just ruminating on shit to distract us from just being here now in our bodies. So I would suggest start to look at what is actually going on inside of your body that perhaps your mind is trying to distract you from. The way I like to do that is through practices and rituals that get me back into my body. Ultimately, we're trying to create space. Space externally so that we can create space internally. The answer to everything is space. So create the external space so that you can now breathe a little bit deeper into the areas that maybe you're holding tension and tightness in your body. And in doing so, you will start to open up space for this energy to flow. When energy is stagnant in the body, the mind will start overthinking and we start leaking energy. So the more you can have that space through your breath and the way you move and the way you open things up, naturally what I find is that the mind will clear itself. And then often the thoughts will become much more profound and much more valuable. Yeah, Crystal. I heard Bali is super, super crowded at the moment. Thanks, Trout. Take care of yourself, mate. All right, a couple more questions, then I'll wrap it. Thanks, Danny. Are you always joyful? If not, do you something to reach for that state of being? Recently, I've been really trying to prioritize joy in my life, and I think that is a great question you can ask yourself. Like, what brings me the most joy right now? You know, like, what brings me the most joy? And the only reason I jumped in this live today is because I felt so great, and I was like, I just want to share. And I found that that's something that is a byproduct of you following your joy. You just want to give back to other people. You want to share that joy with others. At least it has been for me. So the number one priority of my life then is like, what do I need to give myself so that I can access more joy? Because I know when I do, I'm a much bigger contribution to the world. I'm much more able to give to other people. So but it's easy to lose that, you know. It's not easy to stay in that place, but you can certainly start to prioritize and uphold a higher standard for joy in your life. But there's progressions to it. The theme of the live is there's levels to it, right? Then the next level is going to require you maybe like saying no more. Maybe it's saying yes more. Eventually getting to a point where you can design a life that's based around that, your joy, your fullest joy. So it's taken me many years to get to this point where I design my own schedule, I design my own business, I go where I want, I work with who I want, you know. And that allows me to keep that as a high priority, the joy. Awesome, Matt. Good to have you on here, brother. All right, guys. Well, I might wrap it there. These lives will get posted as podcasts as well. So if you don't follow me on the podcast, it's State Shifters on iTunes and Spotify. Subscribe if you haven't already. Many more pods to come. I've got about a week left in Japan, and then I'm back to America, the United States, in Austin, Texas, which will be fun. And then I'm in Austin for a couple of months, and then we will be heading back to Australia at the end of April. Thinking of hosting another retreat, another men's retreat out in Sedona. So that's kind of running through my mind right now. So if guys, you're in my community and you want to come out to a retreat, hit me up. I may have something very soon for you. And I'm going to be hosting an event very soon as well online. In the next couple of weeks, guys, I'll be hosting a free event for men in my community. So stay tuned for that. As always, if there's anything that resonated and you want to get in contact, send me a DM. Try to stay off my phone, but I'll check it sometimes. Thanks, guys. Big love. Thanks for tuning in. Have an amazing day. Follow the joy. Peace.
There we have it, my friend. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. One last thing before you take off. I want to tell you a little bit about The Path, which is a 4-month men's program that I facilitate. Enrollments are currently open. And if you're a man listening to this, or you know a man that may feel the call to step into a men's program, a men's group, then this is the opportunity for him. And if you're tuning into my content, if you're here, you're listening to this, there's some sort of resonance through what I'm putting out. There's something that's calling you to step into this work. And I have decided that I wanted to, you know, create opportunities for men to come together, to attract the right kinds of men who are willing to support each other in this journey. And what The Path is, it's a 4-month men's program where we go into each of the domains, all of the domains of a man's life, his relationships, his finances, his spirituality, his health, his fitness, all the areas to help him achieve full potency. And we do this through a very specific, measurable, tracked program where we have structure and we have accountability and we have guidance. And essentially, we meet every week, we come together, we measurably track progress in each of these areas, and we have safe spaces where we can open up around other men to release the things we've been holding onto, to release the blockages that are holding us back from being true, authentic, grounded warriors in this earth. And if you're here, you know the urgency, you know the need for this kind of work, especially for us men to step into this new level of leadership. So I just wanted to let you know that we're now taking enrollments for the next round. It's something that, you know, I really feel that this is my heart and soul's calling to bring this work to fellow men, to fellow brothers like yourself. So if you head on over to thepathbrotherhood.com, you'll be able to learn more information about The Path, what it's about, and how to apply. And if there's something in your soul that's resonating with what I'm sharing, then please follow that calling, because on the other side of it is a whole new realm of possibility, power, and confidence that will just start to emit from you. It will emanate out of you. You deserve it, my friend. You fucking deserve it. So thank you for being here. I appreciate you, and hopefully we'll see you on the inside. Take care.